Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They're all dead. They're all dead, and I didn't even have a chance to... They're dead. The gates are down and run into the ground. The guardhouse door was flung open and hung on one hinge. There's blood in the earth. It's in the air. I'm approaching the Samsons' house. Oh. They're dead. The son they were so proud of. There's blood everywhere. Who could have done this? I need to find the council. The center is dark. The windows are broken. Oh, the smell. Oh, I need light. Oh, Elder Harris, I think. His head is gone. But that's his ring. Where is his head? I need to get out of this room. Oh, there's more elders. Parts of them. I wish I could have killed them. I've searched the elders' quarters. Nothing but more blood. I thought they would hold secrets, but they were bare. Aside from the blood. I'm in Elder Rice's room. There's no blood in here. I need to check. Nothing. What's this? False bottom. A key? It looks old. I wonder... The horses are gone. Elder Rice's workshop. Does this... I'm in a room I've never seen. There are things in here I'm not sure I understand. There's a large bed and restraints. Metal instruments are on the walls. There's a book depicting acts, women in agony. I feel sick. A stack of parchment pinned to the wall. A list of times and notations. Noon with M. 2 hours. Adequate. Sunset with S. 3 hours. Surprisingly proficient. After council meeting with P. 2 hours. Will be broken soon. There are so many. I need to fight Elder Rice. I don't know. But I need to find him. Mama's house. I'm afraid to go in. I'm afraid that it'll feel the same. I'm afraid that it'll feel different. Part of me is glad Mama was already dead. I should just go in. Oh, what a mess. All of Mama's herbs. There's blood. A trail. Whose? Up the stairs. The trail leads to my room. The door's closed. Part of me is afraid this was all a dream. That if I swing that door open, I'll find myself. My intestines bursting from my belly. But I must... Elder Rice. Stabbed with a saber. Dead.
So vengeance is taken from me. He's holding something. My coin. It seems so silly now.
Creator!
Please, sir, mercy!
I was hoping you'd recognize my face when I killed you.
It's you. I have sinned. And I do not think the Creator will forgive me.
What happened here?
Raiders. The walls could only protect us for so long.
You killed my mother. Why?
I failed you.
You framed me. Why?
I failed you.
You exiled me. Why?
They all knew that if proof of my sin became, they would take care of it. But she refused.
What are you talking about?
When you were born, I hated you. You were her defiance manifest. But then, as you grew, your eyes, they burned like mine, and I knew that you were special. Like me.
You're my... it's all in your wound. Why did you kill her?
She was greedy and capricious. She wanted more. More from me. Threatened to expose me to the rest of the council. She was not even killed, like us. You look different. When you came in, I thought you were a man.
Would you have exiled me if I was?
No. I would have killed you.
Wild dogs. Probably here to feast.
We can go away from here. Help me. We can go somewhere safe.
Fine.
We'll be safe.
We'll be safe.
You should have killed me! He struggled a bit when I drove the saber into the wall behind him. Much more than I thought he had left in him. Knocked down my recorder, and I worried it was broken. But it survived. Blood bubbled from his mouth as he begged for mercy. I couldn't give it to him. The dogs were getting closer, and it would be merciful to slit his throat so he wouldn't know when they ate him. He grabbed weakly at the saber, but he'd wasted too much energy fighting me. I stood, pulling my pack back onto my shoulder. I carefully opened the door to my bedroom and propped open the front door with a stone. After I left Haven's walls, I cried for some time, gulping heavy sobs. I was relieved, but I was also angry that vengeance was taken from me by something so mundane as raiders. I wanted Elder Rice to look at me and understand exactly what he had done to me. To understand that each slash of my blade was repentance for his sins, and that all of his pain would still not be enough to save him. I wanted him, with each flash of the wolf's jaws, to understand. Ah, this one takes my arm for locking her in the cellar. This one tears my throat for lying to her and making her think I would marry her. My stomach lurched again at the thought. In Haven, I was someone's daughter or someone's wife. How easily the two conflated. I wanted the entire town to burn and know why they were burning. Instead, they were victims of violence by someone who knew nothing of their sins. Now I sit at a tavern, eating some kind of roast beast. My teeth scrape a rib bone, and I hope that his bones are snapping between the jaws of dogs who eat only because they are hungry. I stand and wipe my chin of grease. I hope he understands that he is being eaten, and that parts of him are out that will never go back in. I hitch my bag to my shoulder and leave coin on the table. It will feel good to have the road under my feet again. Exile was written, performed, produced, and mixed by me, Kelly Nugent. The beautiful music that elevates this story to something I could have never imagined it could be was composed by the ever-talented Annalise Nelson. If you liked this show, please, please, please leave a kindly review on Apple Podcasts or tell your lover or friend or enemy about this show. I would really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.